Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen, and it is a wonderful day here in South Florida. I have my co-host, Shirley Carter from Lansing, Michigan. Shirley, are you there?
I am here. Good evening, everyone. And it was a beautiful day here in Lansing as well, a little on the chilly side, but it's fall. We're rolling into winter in a minute, but we should expect this weather, but it was beautiful. It was 50 and sunshine.
Oh, my. 50 and sunshine. I'll be traveling to New York next week for Thanksgiving, and I'm not looking forward to it. It was okay during the fall, but going to New York in the wintertime. But the good part is we'll be staying on Times Square, so that should be interesting.
I think you're going to have a wonderful time.
Well, we'll see. That's the cold weather. But, you know, it's so much going on in the media, and people are just stuck in life. Shirley, every time you turn on the news, different things are going on, and people have given up and basically said, oh, what's the use? Why should I even try to live out my dream? It seems like the closer I get to turning that doorknob to walk into my purpose, there's something always blocking, something always comes up. So tonight I've invited Dr. Ezekiel Taylor to join us. He is a life coach, teacher, trainer, and motivational speaker. And he is the author of a book, The Purpose of Fulfillment, 8 Extraordinary Steps to Accomplish Your Greatness. Dr. Ezekiel, are you there?
Yes, this is Dr. Ezekiel Taylor calling in from Chicago, Illinois, where it's just a little cooler than Lansing, Michigan. And the title of the book is The Process of Fulfillment, 8 Extraordinary Steps to Accomplish Your Greatness.
Hello? Thank you so much for correcting me.
No problem.
Of fulfillment. Explain that, because it's a twofold title. It says The Process of Fulfillment, and then it says 8 Extraordinary Steps to Accomplish Your Greatness. You know, there's individuals that say, you know, I've put in the work, but I've gone nowhere. Greatness, we know, is a choice. Some people are born into greatness, and some people find their way, stumble upon their greatness. You know, I'm reminded of a passage that I read from William Shakespeare. He says, be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and others have greatness thrust upon them. And I was thinking about that when I thought about you being on the show. So how can one be great?
Well, there's definitely a formula to greatness, and this is what sparked the need for this book. What happened, I was being trained at a John Maxwell event, and a young man came to the stage and electrified the audience by the name of Les Brown. Now, interestingly enough, I had never heard Les Brown speak, and I know that's almost embarrassing, being that he is my mentor now, but he also knows this as well. But ironically, while going through that particular training, I was thrust into my next level of greatness, and that was to meet him. And he actually gave me a call, and the story goes, I flew down to Florida to do a one-day training with him, and a relationship was developed and forged. And at this point, he told me that it was time for me to get product, to get some things written down about the idea. So he challenged me to write a book, and I actually wrote 3 books. So I have 2 versions of the Process of Fulfillment. One is actually a scripture reference edition, just to let my Christian brothers and sisters know that a lot of this did come from biblical foundations, and then also a workbook. So when I'll be doing the seminars and the teachings and the retreats, that we'll actually have a workbook to go through so we can achieve that level of greatness that we all need to find out. Step one, as I always tell people, is that we got to get out of our own way. You got to figure out what it is that you want to do. There's so many people that don't have a clear vision of what they want to do, and so going through the next process is futile. So at this point, chapter one, step one in any progression or ascertaining of success or greatness is going to start with a clear vision. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, as we journey on in life, you know, our vision gets cloudy, it gets distorted, we get distracted. How do we avoid the distractions of life to forge our greatness?
Well, and it's funny you say that, because at this point, once you get a clear vision, the only way that that vision is going to stay at the forefront of your mind, at the forefront of you making sure that your steps are moving in that direction, is to make sure that you surround yourself with people I like to call that invest esteem into you. I tell people all the time that, yes, there is a such thing as self-esteem, but not so much, because esteem actually is given or invested by other people. So then we got to surround ourselves, Dr. Parker, surround ourselves with like-minded people, with people, I believe Les Brown says, only quality people, OQP. And so I had to get that from him and really begin to forge the relationships around me that would invest into the light, invest into my vision, and invest into my greatness.
Okay, the only quality people. You know, there's people that have had people around them all their lives that they, you know, feel that made them the success they are up until this point. So what would you say to individuals that are still hungry and thirsting and still have that same crowd around them, but they thinking those individuals are quality people? How can you decipher between what's good and what's bad?
So I would tell people to go and do some research to find out people who have achieved what it is that they want to achieve and have achieved it at super high levels of success. When you find someone like an Oprah Winfrey, like a Steve Jobs, and there's someone that you can actually see and can view the process of what they actually went through and the people around them, now you know that energy for that is in the earth realm. So I want to speak to those people who are dreaming about having their product out or dreaming about being able to change lives just as you do, Dr. Parker. And I want to speak to them and let them know that it's possible. Not only is it possible because it's your dream, but it's possible because other people have done it and excelled at that level. So once you begin to study other people's lives, other success stories, what we'll find out is there are certain components that go into success stories. And what most people won't admit is the people that are around them are not contributing to where they're going. A lot of times we're holding on to people who have proven time and time again. I believe one quote says that if a person shows you who they are, believe it. And so many times we're suffering at the hands of holding – Maya Angelou. We're suffering at the hands of holding on to toxic relationships. I believe Les puts it like this. Mm-hmm. You're either living together or dying together. And I decided I was not going to die with anyone anymore. I decided that at this point in my life, I'm going to make sure that I surround myself with only quality people that will even contribute to my success. And then the next chapter of the book is talking about the secrets of growth. So now we move from the investments of esteem, the investments that are, we're getting from other people, only quality people. I just want us to remember that as we go out of this show and we begin to develop strategies and plans of action that contribute to what we call growth.
You know, there's nothing new under the sun. And from the beginning of time, anybody that wanted to be anybody has always had opposition. Mark Twain even says, keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that. But remember, great people make you feel like you too can become great. And that's why I appreciate you trying to drill only quality people, because those individuals that are trying to pull you up and say, you know, you have the ability to live your dreams. Les always says it also, that you can live your dreams. As a matter of fact, that was his first book. And it says Success Leaves Clues. When you find yourself in a place and you always want to look back and pull people with you, but oftentimes people are not willing to go. They want things handed to them. Nobody wants to put in the work. Can you talk about the work?
Yes, let's talk about the work. So there's something in chapter one of my book, there's a chart called the intelligence stratum, and it actually deals with the maturity levels. And I believe many people are out trying to build things on the outside. They're trying to build the economy on the outside. They're writing down business plans, where we need to be concentrating on what's going on the inside. Psychiatrists have proven that 70% of all of our subconscious programs come from limiting, self-sabotaging, and a disempowering place. Now, what that means, as Les always says, you don't get out of life what you want. You get out of life who you are. And the reflection of who we are is reflecting in our relationships. It's reflecting in what it is that we're doing to move in the direction of our goals and our dreams. And so I believe at this point we need to go internally and begin to deal with the things that we continue to see externally, because that is a true, clear vision of what's happening on the inside of us. And when we begin to start to do the work internally, we'll see those successes externally.
Now, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm sorry?
Tell us a little bit about you, Dr. Taylor. Who are you? I mean, you've written this book, but you've had a journey. As I said, success leaves clues. So tell us a little bit about yourself so that the audience can identify with you, the man.
All right. Well, I am a Chicago firefighter. I was a very successful hairstylist here in Chicago. I'm a master colorist. I used to travel around the world teaching people how to color hair. I've actually had the opportunity to work on the Miss USA and Miss Universe pageants. I've had an opportunity to travel around and do hair shows at multiple cities, including Chicago, the Bahamas. I've traveled abroad. So I've had some real successes with respect to public speaking. And so that led me, one day I decided that I was teaching from the Bible, and I used to teach at my kitchen table and just have insight and do internal workings, but also showing people how they can apply it to their lives. And so what I decided to do was just to start a Bible study. And long story short, I ended up walking away from a lucrative career doing hair shows and traveling the world and selling products and tools from the stage, and I decided to pour all of my efforts into helping people improve their lives by way of becoming a pastor of a church. Now, what happened, I had a saying back in 2009, and I used to say that I preach and teach on a level that the world or the church has ever seen before, all to the glory of God. Now, this started as a confession of faith or a profession of faith, but let me show you what happened. So when we begin to talk or we begin to speak or we begin to think a thought, I believe, Dr. Valerie, we were there in Florida together, and I was explaining to the audience that when you think a thought, your brain produces something tangible called a peptide. A peptide in your hypothalamus. That peptide then goes through your body, and it goes and it actually begins to create cells that match your thoughts. So there was a book back in the 1930s called As a Man Thinketh, which actually came from a biblical scripture, but that book truly brought some insight into that we think we become. And so what I found out is scientifically they have proven the thoughts that we think contribute to who we are to become. So I kept thinking and kept speaking, because out of the abundance of the heart, what? The mouth speaks. So I kept speaking it and I kept thinking it. I preach and teach on a level that the world or the church has ever seen before. And so I begin to do things and I begin to speak more. And lo and behold, the universe sends me one of the most powerful relationships that I believe is forged in 2012, and that was with Les Brown. And what he told me, he said, young man, it is time for you to take your message outside of the four walls of the church. And I'm going to challenge you to develop language that can be spoken to any person you come across, whether it be a Jew, a Hindu, a Buddhist. You should be able to communicate your message of greatness to anyone you come across. Those people who have been hurt by the church, you should be able to still communicate how it is that they can live out greatness. So the more I begin to say that I preach and teach on a level that the world or the church has ever seen before, the more relationships begin to forge, contributed to me becoming this dynamic speaker. Because I believe that unless you believe something about yourself, you can't expect anyone to believe something about you. And so that had led me even to meet you, Dr. Parker, where now this relationship is being forged. And now you're opening avenues and doors where now the world can hear my message of hope, my message that you can become your success before you see external success. Because before I saw any external success, I became the success. I opened my mouth and I said, I am a billionaire. I'm a multimillionaire. And I said it until my body began to match up with that. And once my body began to match up with that, then my energy signature began to emanate from my heart. And now the universe is sending me things that will have me to come into alignment with becoming a billionaire. This talk radio show is an avenue for me to becoming a billionaire. But it all started with what I believed about myself and that I spoke out of my mouth concerning who I am.
Wow, that is powerful. And, you know, I'm so excited because you're going to be our special guest at Soul Retreat 2017, which is December 16th. And also the listening audience, those of you that have planned on coming to the event, I will have a new location because those of you that keep your eye on Florida, we had a hurricane a few months ago, and it destroyed a lot of properties, and they had told me that it was going to be available by time it came for my event, but they just informed me today that I have to use one of their sister hotels. So as soon as I have that secure, I will let you individuals know on the radio and through social media of the new location. So yes, Dr. Ezekiel, I'm excited, and one of the reasons why, you know, I wanted you to come to the event is because I wanted individuals to embrace a larger vision of themselves. It's not just about domestic violence. You know, I will talk about, you know, my plight and how I was able to, you know, walk away from the situation I was in to live the life I now live. And I wanted individuals like you to come in and plug in to reinforce that they have the ability to be great.
Absolutely.
Don't allow
somebody's
opinion dictate who you are,
That's right.
You have the power to live your dream. So this is why it's so important I do my event every year, because I feel that there's always new people that we can touch globally. One of the platforms I have is every Tuesday I'm here on the radio show doing this show and bringing individuals like yourself in hopes that it will spark a light into somebody to get out of their situation, get out of this thinking, and create businesses and, you know, forge relationships, buy homes, you know, live your best life. Life is short. And we don't know what tomorrow will bring. As I said, there's so much going on in the world today. But out of it, we all have the ability to carve out our own piece of cake, which is called great.
That's right. I love it. Well, it's funny you talk about domestic violence. And in chapter one of my book, I begin to deal with internal traumas, because what's happening is, I believe there's a movement even on Facebook where a lot of women are coming forth and talking about how they were violated as children. And because, again, there comes a level of shame and dealing with domestic violence. You know, everybody doesn't want to talk about it. And I believe that now is the time where, using platforms like social media, we can now begin to truly deal with what people are dealing with internally. And I'd like to tell people, and I'd like to share with people, that the way a trauma shows up in the brain, it shows up like a toxic tree. And what we can do is, the more you think better thoughts, or you now don't allow the trauma to dictate who you are, but you now create on top of what has happened. A lot of us have gone through certain things in our lives, and we're allowing those things to dictate who we are, and it seems as if the attack happens over and over again every time we think about it. And so what we need to do, especially in seminars and at the fundraiser that you are having, is to share with people that there are literal techniques that we can use, that you can be guided through and be coached through, that will have you be able to create on top of the traumas. And once you create on top of the trauma, now that was meant to destroy you becomes the very foundation of you building to something that will be the very platform for your greatness. I believe that that's what happened with you. I believe that you did not allow the traumatic experience to dictate who you are. You then stepped out, and then you created on top of the trauma, and that has become a platform and a foundation for you now to be able to speak to millions of people around the world, around the globe. Once again, with this internet and the blog radio, we now can touch people. I have several friends in South Africa. I traveled and I taught in 5 different cities in South Africa. And so I developed a relationship with people on the other side of the globe that literally follow me through all of what it is that I do. I do a lot of interaction on Facebook. And I just want to let the audience know that if you guys want to contact me, go to Facebook and just type in Ezekiel Taylor. I'm the guy with the gold book that says Process of Fulfillment. My email address is drezekieltaylor@gmail.com. And my website is ezekieltaylor.com. And I would love to connect with you guys. And if you do reach out to me, I'll send you a free teaching that I did that I believe will empower you, encourage you, and help to lay a foundation for what it is that I believe myself, Dr. Valerie, and those of us who are at the forefront of leading people into a new paradigm and a mindset, that I believe it'll be a foundation and something that'll bless you.
Shirley?
You know, I just want to say one of the things I want to ask you about in doing this, I'm listening to you, all your transitions that you went through from walking away from very lucrative position. And what it aligns me with is that you know, when you talk about how you walked away, so tell me and the audience, what was the final thing that drove you to the point saying, okay, I'm going to walk away from it all. I'm going to step out on faith. Was it meeting Les Brown, or was it before meeting him? Was there something that happened to give you that transition?
Well, what actually happened is, and I'll be transparent. I believe that this is a platform of transparency. I went through a divorce and I lost everything. And so in going through that divorce, I got a chance to see that I had placed value in things and I had not placed so much value in people. And so what I found out is there were hurting people around me, and I had some insight into some things that I was able to, although the divorce tore me apart. I'll just put it that way. It really did something to me where I had to come out and I had to literally go through a process of coming back. But my mother, when I was a child, she used to play something at my bedside every night. It was a tape she put on auto reverse by a man named Emil Crew. And it was every day and every way I'm getting better and better and better. And I want to just go on record and share with the audience that we have to be careful of what we're allowing our children to listen to and to hear at such young ages. Because just as that became a part of who I was to become with respect to success, that no matter what happened to me, I knew that every day and every way I was getting better and better and better. That was a part of my subconscious program. So I may not have understood it at the time, but when I was faced with life's adversities, I knew that every day and every way I am becoming something more. I'm learning from my experiences and I'm coming out of it. So when I decided to start the Bible study, I called myself strategically doing it by having a Bible study on Tuesday because I knew all hair shows would be over and I could be back in Chicago to teach my little Bible study. Well, one day I got excited and I just told the church, you know what? The Lord is telling me that we're going to move to Sunday services. Now, I did not know that once I said that out of my mouth, I had just committed to pretty much retiring from the hair show game. So I couldn't take it back, especially if I said the Lord told me. So I put in my resignation with Farouk Systems, the people who created the Qi iron. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but I used to sell Qi irons. And I put in my resignation with him, and I started my journey as a pastor. And I was able to help some people along. I was able to do some things, but it wasn't until I got to the point that things were really falling apart, and I had to take another look at my life and say, okay, what am I to learn from this? A lot of times when things happen and we're faced with certain adversities, who knows, I'm not going. Tell the lieutenant. When we're faced with adversities, we can either look at it and that adversity can dictate to us what we're going to do, or we can face the adversity and become, like my favorite book says, more than conquerors. We've got to have that in our spirit. We've got to get to the place where we start with something. I start off and I say, no matter what happens in my life, that I'm going to face this and I'm going to overcome it and I'm going to learn something from it. And far too many times, people are facing the same type of adversities over and over again because they don't grow from the previous adversity. And if we are to grow into that space of greatness, if we're to get beyond what's happening in our lives, we've got to know how to face adversity and learn from what's happening. So the answer to your question was, yes, I left the lucrative career to start the church, but it was by way of what I believed about myself. It was by way of what I kept saying over and over again, no matter what was falling apart, no matter if I could see my children or not, no matter what seemed to be wanting to take me out. You know, there's an old African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. And too many times we're blaming the devil for things that we need to fix internally. Because right now, there is no enemy within me. So I don't care what the devil has that he's trying to spin my way. No weapon that's formed against me shall be able to prosper. I know we got some victorious folks out there.
Yes,
indeed. Yeah. And so that led me along the path.
Go ahead.
No, that led me along the path where now these relationships begin to unfold. Relationships that literally would put me in a position that now I'm meeting people like a Dr. Valerie Parker. I'm meeting people like Les Brown. I'm meeting people that will be able to open the door for greater levels of success. So it's not always about the plan, but it's about, first of all, doing the internal work. And one thing that I tell people all the time, it's okay to lie to me, but please do not lie to yourself. And if you are going to do anything in life that is going to leave a mark, you're going to have to be honest with some things. If you keep dealing with the same type of man, baby, it may be you. If you're dealing with the same type of woman, yes, maybe it's me. Maybe I need to look at who I am. I need to look at my subconscious programs. And I found out that I had some self-sabotaging subconscious programs. If you have failed relationships over and over again, we may want to do some internal work. Get some people around you that are going to be brutally honest with you, but be there. It's one thing for you to talk about somebody, but if you're going to be brutally honest with me, Dr. Parker, hold my hand and let's get through this thing together. And then once we begin to forge those relationships, now we're setting ourselves up for this growth. And I like to tell people that once we had that vision, moving beyond the growth, now chapter 4 is talking about knowing your completions, where now we go into what I like to call visualization 2.0, where we hold. Now, instead of doing the work outside, the work now becomes something you said earlier in the program. You said, what happens when that vision gets blurry? What happens? Now the work becomes maintaining the modified state. If you can now see yourself great and you can hold on to that greatness, you can get people around you that will contribute and tell you about how great, no, I believe in your dream. I can see what it is that you're doing, Dr. Parker, and I'm going to say that, go on record and say that I believe in it. That in and of itself does something to the human spirit. That says that someone else can see what I see. And now what that does with a relationship like ours, it now lends to you being able to see my vision and now investing in that. And this is where I believe that we're suffering in society, because now there's so much friendship on Facebook, there's so much friendship on social media, that people forgot how to be friends to each other personally. You know, you talk about 4,000 friends on Facebook. How many of them do you really know? How many do you talk to? How many are you investing in? There's a quote I like to use all the time by a brother named Dr. Milton Howard that says, love is investing yourself into someone's greatness and taking responsibility for who's investing in yours. I believe that sums it up.
Ooh,
because I'm taking responsibility.
That. Wow.
I'm taking responsibility for what Dr. Parker's investing in me. And I'm going to make sure that I do the best I can. I'm going to show up and show out. We're going to set that auditorium on fire if I got anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm excited. Can't wait. You know, it's amazing how we've all of us, you, Shirley, and a lot of my listeners, we've come through great adversities. And you said there's always something that causes us to thrust into our greatness, and that is that why factor. So what was your why?
Well, I've always been, I believe the word is empath. I've always looked at people's situations, and I begin to sometimes, and I know this is how you guys are because I sense it, but I believe that you inadvertently sometimes take on other people's pain, and you want to do something for them.
Hmm,
and I believe in this hour, in this hour, knowledge is power. If you know better, you can do better.
Yes.
The problem is people don't know better. They don't know that there are techniques that we can practice, such as meditation, where we go into the inner and we begin to deal with some of these programs. And I know I keep saying it. As a matter of fact, I have some friends out there who are even listening that get tired of me talking about self-sabotaging, disempowering, and limiting psychological programs. I didn't come up with that. This is what psychiatrists are saying. And once we understand that we are literally living out 95% of our day from our subconscious, and I can show you where your limiting, self-sabotaging, and disempowering program is having you to bring into your space, into your life, negative things. Once we identify with that, now it's time to do the internal work. I can share with you how we go from step one to true greatness by dealing with the internal. And once you deal with the internal, once we get a clear vision of who we are, that why factor for me is I know what it means for someone to invest in me. I know what it means for a Les Brown to look at me and tell me, young man, you have the gift to be able to communicate and you're a dynamic orator. And there are not too many people on the planet that carry both of those signatures. You have greatness within you. Have you ever heard him say it? And so for that in and of itself, that's a wow. That was a life-changing moment for the greatest speaker on the planet to tell me that I had the ability to be the greatest speaker on the planet. I had no idea that this would be the avenue to whereas I would be able to earn the multi-millions of dollars. I'd never set out to make money by investing in others' lives. But can I talk to the audience? Too many of us are chasing money instead of living out our passionate dreams. It's one thing for us to chase after something because we understand we can make money doing it. But when it is that it is your dream and it's your passion and you find out that this is one of the top paying professions, and then the universe sends people in, such as a Dr. Valerie Parker, such as a Les Brown, to invest in me and to help me build a platform where it is I could live my life's greatness and also help people and make upwards of multi-millions of dollars. I never knew that this could happen. But what I did know is every day in every way I would be getting better and better and better. I did know that I had the power to change people's lives with the knowledge and the understanding that I was garnering from the books I was reading, from the experiences I was having, from the relationships I was building all over the planet. And so now I'm just excited about what has been put together by way of this book, what has been put together by way of the relationships that are being forged, and I'm excited about how it is that we're getting ready to change the world.
For those of you that just tuned in, I'm talking to Dr. Ezekiel Taylor. He is a life coach, teacher, trainer, and as you've heard, a motivational speaker and an entrepreneur. And I am excited to have him on the show. He's talking about how to live great before walking out your greatness. And I'm so fired up and charged up because, you know, one of the things you were saying about your journey is that everything was a process. And I've said on the show my favorite quote, which is from Dr. Valerie Parker herself. It says that when you're in alignment with the assignment God has for your life, the world will beg for what you have. And when you on an assignment, that means that everything is already carved out for you. It won't be hard. You just open that door and walk through it. When you're aligned with that assignment, the money's going to come. The people are going to
come.
Those people that are assigned to you will come. That's what assignment does. But when you're on the side of the road waiting for someone to pick you up or to drag you across the street, then things aren't going to happen to you or for you. You have be willing to get up and put in the work. So can you share a little bit about the work, Pastor Ezekiel, and how it was for you transitioning on to be a motivational speaker? Because it was a process. You talked about being a pastor, you know, being a firefighter, but how is it for you, Dr. Ezekiel, as a motivational speaker?
Well, I believe what separates me and what is going to separate the next level of motivational speakers is content. You know, it's one thing for us to encourage people and to get them fired up about their best life, but now we got to start discussing content. We got to start discussing what it is that science is at the forefront of proving, the things that are taking place in with cellular biology, and understanding that it's one thing to have a theoretical approach to becoming great, but when you begin to talk about how it is that a thought that I can think will create something that will create my body, and my body will begin to line up by way of cellular communities where now each and every cell in my body is a billionaire cell. And so those billionaire cells have energy, and that energy is emanating from me, and that energy that's emanating from me is bringing in the relationships that will be forged for me to get to the next level. So I believe the work, again, and I can't stress this enough, the work, again, is that internal work. That work, again, is doing some true self-searching and taking inventory of the things that have happened in our past. And too many times, Dr. Parker, I believe people are repressing past traumas, repressing so many things, and they don't even realize that they're living these things out by way of a subconscious program. And if we can get people in a room and we can begin to have them identify with the things that are happening in their lives and then begin to identify with what's on the inside of them that is drawing that, I believe that's step one. And now we begin to forge relationships, get people in relationship with like-minded people, overcomers like yourself, overcomers like myself, where now we become mentors, we become coaches to people where we're coaching them out of that place in that space, and we develop the relationship with them where they know that someone's there to guide them through the process. So this book, Process of Fulfillment, 8 Extraordinary Steps to Accomplish Your Greatness, speaks directly to that. The coaching that we are doing, Dr. Parker, speaks directly to that. I believe that, and I told a young lady, I believe she's listening, Layla Al-Nurdin, I told her that there's a young woman that I know will be able to coach you into that next level. There's only so much that I can do when it comes to certain types of pain, because a lot of times when it comes to people like me, sometimes women will identify the person who inflicted the pain on me with respect to that. So that's why the partnerships with you is so important and dynamic, because there will be men that you'll come across that it'll come in your spirit. You know what? Dr. Taylor would be a perfect person for you to talk to. And this is how it is that we're going to affect real change in people's lives. The work, once again, is doing the internal work. The work, once again, is identifying what is going on the inside of us that is causing us to get out of life, not what we want, but who we are.
Yeah, but you're motivating, and like I said, I'm fired up and I'm charged up, and people are listening in and will listen for years because this platform is here and they can download it at any time and any given moment. But it's hard. Talk about it being hard.
Oh, it's hard. And I believe that came directly from the man himself. At the end of the story, it is hard. It is not an easy work. But once again, getting your foot grounded in the fact that I'm going to do it no matter what it takes. forging and establishing those relationships, understanding that there are people in your life right now that we're looking over that literally have the ability to join up with us and agree with where we're going. That is so important, that once you find out that there's something that you can do, that there are people who actually say, you know what, I believe you can do it too. And I'm going to remind you, when you begin to move out of that direction, that now you have people to push you back in that direction. No, no, no. I'm on my mother all the time about using language that is in total contradiction to where we're going. Try should not be in our vocabulary. Try is an excuse for you to lose. Things that I'm hoping and I'm wishing and I'm praying is not something that we should be doing. We should know within our knower that success has got to happen. It's imminent. And once we get that forged in our spirit, once we develop the relationships, once we understand that it's a growth process, people want to get from A to Z, but I'm going to share with you something about true growth. When it is that seed is planted underground, that seed is in a darkened place, but the seed just doesn't grow into a tree. It pierces the external part of the seed, and that little seedling begins to grow, but it's in a dark place. It can't see that there's hope outside of the ground. And once that little seedling pierces the ground and gets to the sunlight, now the sunlight, by way of photosynthesis, is having that seed to grow. But it's a piercing through that we have to understand. And right now, I believe there's some people who need to pierce through some of their adversities. They need to pierce through some of the things that are holding them back. But understand that it will happen. Everything in the world, in the earth, grows. And this is how we have got to lock down into the fact that we're not just going to manifest, but we're going to grow into that space. There are components that we need that are coming into our lives right now, even by way of this radio program. I can hear some people now waking up, sitting up in their chairs, listening to the sound of our voices, and they're finding that there is hope for somebody who lost everything, somebody that had been involved in poor and horrible relationships. Yes, a man is admitting that I was involved in some poor and horrible relationships, but most of it was what I brought to the table. And if I kept getting the same thing out of life, it must have been something with me. So now it's time to take some inventory and get some people around you that are going to be honest with you.
You know, 98% of the time when we transition on, and in order to get to next level, it will require, almost demand, that we separate ourselves from relationships that we've forged. I had to separate myself from my husband because he was my abuser. Shirley has separated herself from her husband's and it's always a changing of a guard, a shifting, because when they're not in a line with the assignment that you have, then it's going to cause some turmoil. It's going to cause some stresses in the situation. And, you know, you're going to lose some things, and you're going to fail along the way because, as we just said, it's hard. Life is hard, but we fail our way to success. We will fail our way to success. And the reason why I said fail our way to it is that we have to keep on progressing. We have to keep walking that walk and talking that talk until we get to that goal that we're supposed to reach. And it sometimes it takes longer than others. It's not something that happens overnight. It may take years. I didn't know when I connected with Les Brown over 20 years ago that I would wind up here at this particular time having my own radio show for the past 10 years. I had no idea I would be traveling the world and written 4 books and, you know, doing events and meeting people that are celebrities, that people dream about me. I had no idea this was in my future. But because I fell in line with the vision God had for my life, I am in this appointed place, in this place at this time. So I say to my listening audience, where is it that you want to go? What is it that you're looking for? What is it that you're hoping for? Are you trying to hold on to something God has already said, let go? And
come on.
In saying that, Dr. Ezekiel, was that a challenge for you when you knew that you had to let go?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I had this in my spirit. A lot of people don't know that we have not been taught how to relate to one another. a lot of the things that we have inadvertently been taught, and I'm gonna say something, by way of slavery. Now, most people don't know, but back in during slavery times, it wasn't feasible for a black woman to show love for her black man or vice versa, because as soon as the slave master found out, they would sell off one of them because they knew the power of the love between the male and the female. And once again, even mm-hmm. when it came around to the women's liberation movement, black families did not have a problem. That was introduced literally to tax twice over. And what happened, just as most things happen, these women came to the black women and they began to empower them and begin to now disrupt that family structure. And so over time, what we've done is we have passed down these poor relating habits. The Cosby Show is out, and that's when we really begin to see the true love and the true hope that could happen. And look at what they did with respect to Bill Cosby and what he did, or however the story may go. I wasn't there, but the whole point is that represented a sense of hope when we begin to talk about relationships. And then we choose relationships, or we decide to stay in relationships for all sorts of reasons. Most people stay in relationships because of children, and not understanding that the children are really suffering at the hands of seeing more and more abuse, seeing more and more non-love in a household. And so that becomes a part of their
psychological
program. I
have both
of
my hands up. It's me.
Come on now. And now I was guilty. And so we grow up and we think that we're going to outdo our parents because I was raised in a single family household. And then now I'm going to hold on to my marriage, not understanding that it was doing more damage to the children. It was doing more damage to mm-hmm. myself, to my hopes and my dreams, to my wife's hopes and her dreams. That understanding that now you have a toxic relationship, two people who are just trying without any true knowledge of what a relationship truly means. And now to get to the point where we learn better, I begin to go to seminars, I begin to go to teachings to learn what healthy relationships look like. And so I like to tell people that without true intention with relationships, we choose at the lowest state of our existence, which means what we do is we choose non-challenging relationships inadvertently. I'm not saying that this just happens. We choose non-challenging relationships that are not conducive to where we're going. And once we get on that path, Dr. Parker, once we get on that path to understanding our greatness, understanding where we're going, the first thing we end up doing is looking at who we're joined and linked up with. And I'm going to say something strong here to the Christian listeners, where everyone wants to quote, God hates divorce. No, you know what God hates? God hates the fact that you mm-hmm. have been given the opportunity to come into this physical existence, and you will die without having let your greatness shine, not having sung your song, mm-hmm. not having written your book, not
wow.
having done the things that should have affected life. So when you talk about the fact that you believe that God wants you to stay in a toxic relationship so those dreams can die, so those books can die, so those songs won't be sung, I'm telling you, you ain't serving the God I serve, because the God I serve is looking for every one of his creations to manifest into the great aspects of what he created it to be. I've yet to tap into the greatness that's on the inside of me, and most of us have not. But once again, this is a message of hope. This is a message of motivation and for people to wake up to the fact that there is greatness on the inside of you, and you sitting back in toxic relationships, dying with your mate, is not bringing any glory to the Most High God.
Ooh.
Amen. You know,
I'm on the show tonight.
I am so glad that you went all the way back to slavery, because mm-hmm. so many times, so many people, if they don't know where they came from, they have no idea where they're going. And for you to take it all the way back to talk about black love and mm-hmm. how it was suppressed, then some
That's
people
right.
need to understand that. If you don't know that, then you have no idea where you're at now or where you're going. Because one of the things that you said, and that is so prevalent, that during that time you were not allowed to express love, because
That's right.
they
mm-hmm.
saw you getting too close or too tight. They separated mm-hmm. that, and it started then and has continued to move forward in so many subtle ways. If you remember and think back, not only was it slavery, but when they bought into welfare, that if a woman had a man in her home, then she could
not get support from
the government.
She could not get support from the government.
She could not get support. So it was dividing the family, dividing the relationship. And see, I'm the mother of three sons. And I'm, you know, and I share this a lot with people, and my sons would tell you too. I am that mother who taught them about love and how to respect a woman. Now, I was married but single. In other words, I was married, but my husband was not married. And he was not a part of it. But I learned to love myself enough and to love him enough to let him go. And I would let him, you know, I've been married several times, and I said, I love you enough to let you go. I am not going to be beat down because I have greatness in me. I didn't identify it as greatness, but I knew there was more in me, that God had given me gifts, and I wanted to share and help others. And so I never allowed that to suppress me. Now, did I ever put it on hold? Yes. Did I ever step back? Because I went through substance abuse, domestic violence, and all of that. But I knew that God had a plan for me. And when I asked the Lord to bless me, I got on my knees and I said, I will not let go until you bless me, deliver me from these drugs. And that was December the 8th, 1989. And I haven't looked back. So, you know, when you go back and you talk about the love, and I wrote a book called Inside the Mind of a Woman and the Soul of a Man, because it's not about male bashing or anything. But one thing I try to help our sisters understand is that the man has already been beat down from the day he was brought to America, our ancestor, and is still in him. And it is our responsibility to help see the greatness in our men and help push them forward. So often men don't get that. They don't get it.
That's true.
They don't get that support. But it's not, and I tell the men, it's not that really that woman's fault. That education of her that she needs to be educated about, and I've been saying for years, education is power. Knowledge is power.
You better say
it. It is power. It's the new currency. If you got knowledge, you can make, you can be a millionaire, a billionaire. It's that knowledge that you have. A lot of people feel like, oh, you got to get this degree, that degree, and everything. Life knowledge is. If you look at some of our biggest billionaires and everything, they don't have a college degree, but they got a lot of knowledge. They have a lot of knowledge, and it's very powerful, and they help people. And a lot of time people don't understand that you, when you get to your purpose, it's not about the dollar anymore. The money is going to come. It comes. God put people in your life to bring it to you. So you have a responsibility to keep pushing forward. And I love the way you present it. I love the way you talk about how, look, if I have to hurt and walk away from something, knowing that God has got a plan for me and purpose for me, I'm walking. And I'm standing in it. And I, you know, I thank you for being so transparent. I really do appreciate that.
And I believe if we're not transparent, if we don't have these type of conversations where we have strong women and strong men coming to the table and not blaming one another, but understanding where it is that we came from. A lot of these things were prophesied biblically. A lot of these things we were supposed to come through. But I love a young man was talking about how it was that the ships were loaded in Africa, and it was only a strong number of people that made that journey. There were millions of people that did not make that journey over to the Americas. And then those people ended up being the strongest. And then the strongest of the strong made it to the plantations, and they died. And then now there's a strong of the strong. But what happened is, I believe, if we are not able to identify with the strength that's on the inside of us, if we're not able to identify with the fact that we built the Great Pyramids, and that there's knowledge that we have yet to really attain and to go to higher levels, we've got to know that these things are possible. And more times than not, we've got to come out of the hood. We got to take our children. There are children in on the west side of Chicago that have never been downtown. There are people, children, who will never experience anything outside of the ghetto. And if we're not able to then go into the ghettos, go into the dilapidated environments, and to show them, no, I came from this. I grew up in the hood. I was shot in my back. So, no, I got a bullet wound, too. That doesn't make you, brother. What does make you is the fact that you can get up, and that didn't define who I was, but I kept moving. I kept moving forward. Every day and every way, I was getting better and better. I believe, once again, we have got to go back to these children. The church that I had the privilege of pastoring is mostly children, and I'm proud of that. And I teach them just like I'm sharing on the radio. Mm-hmm. I don't dumb down to the children. I teach my children at that higher level, because if we continue to gaga goo goo these babies, they're not going to learn what it is that they need in order to survive out here in this world. So I'm just excited about the work that you all are doing, and I truly pray that I be invited on the show in the future so we can chop it up some more. I'm loving this energy exchange.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited. When we're out of time, we got like less than 5 minutes. But
I know.
Do you have any closing remarks, Dr. Ezekiel? And please give your information how the audience can stay connected with you.
Well, absolutely. Once again, I'm on Facebook a lot. You guys can see what it is that we're doing as we're building this momentum and getting ready to launch a series of seminars and really take this work on the road, so we're able to fill these rooms where we're able to really deal with what people are really going through. And so you can reach me on Facebook, and you can look me up at Ezekiel Taylor, or you can go to the website, Dr. Ezekiel Taylor. I'm sorry, EzekielTaylor.com. And I want you all to email. This is what I really want you to do. Let me know that something that was said on the radio show tonight truly blessed you and you're ready to go to that next level. And I'm going to get you all a video that's going to encourage you and really get you pumped and started. Also, you can order my book. It's on Amazon.com. It's called The Process of Fulfillment, 8 Extraordinary Steps to Accomplish Your Greatness. There is greatness within each and every one of you. And I want to see it come out. I want to see it manifest. You all came into this earth realm, and it's time for us to deliver. You all are pregnant with possibilities, and I want to be your doula, if you will. I want to be your midwife to help you deliver those babies.
Oh, that is awesome. You have been such a delight to be on the show. Can't wait to have you back. And, yes, you will be on the show again, as well as the event, December 16th, here in Fort Lauderdale, Soul Retreat 2017, Rise as a Phoenix. And
that's right.
Dr., teacher, trainer, coach Ezekiel Taylor will be my special guest, along with Deborah King and Jose Flores, Eula Murray, J.R. Thicklin, Mary Warren, Marie Hosgrove, and just to name a few. We have a lot of special people, and you know I pride myself on bringing the best of the best, just like I bring the best on this radio show to inspire and empower individuals to live their best life. So you can find out information about the event on www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com, and go to events, and you will find out the information there. And one of the other great things about the event is not only will we have great facilitators like Dr. Ezekiel there, but we also have my signature rap session where we have the men and women separated, and we talk real talk. We pull back the layers and find out what's going on in the hearts and the minds of individuals that are at the event. No sense in coming to an event and then going back the way you can. We're not just talking at you. We're talking to you. We want to build relationships with you. So make sure you go online and register for Soul Retreat 2017. And again, thank you, Dr. Ezekiel, for joining. Cheryl, it's always great. And remember that no one has ever achieved greatness without dreams. So continue to dream, dream, dream. Good night and
dream.
God bless. Until next Tuesday.
Good night.
Good night. God bless.